Am I being understandable? I know I tend to lose my place sometimes.
You're being fine.
Lose track of where I am.
This is tape two of the interview with Lydia Colescott. So, how many of your choreographer majors were there? Are there this semester? You said you had to do a.
Let's see. Cindy Lehu, I think. Well, just about everybody who was in the concert is performance choreography now. Last semester, there were only, or I guess last year, there were only two. Me and Sam. And then some other people switched from dance ed.
Well, could you describe how you go about just choreographing a dance and getting people to dance in it and training them?
I don't train them. They're already trained. I think that the first step and the really important step is choosing dancers to be in your piece. And I did that last semester. I was watching technique class and thinking about who I would want and whose style I liked. And so I asked a group of people and they said they'd do it. And then I chose some music and I played the music. I made up a phrase and I had them do parts of the phrase with the music playing, and then I would have them exit off stage and then listen to the music and tell people, come on. It's kind of random, you know. Okay, enter now, there's big music. Okay, go off, we just need one on stage now because the music is lower. And you just do it, you know. It happens pretty quickly. And then once you have a first draft sort of laid down, then you take it all apart. You have your basic material and you just rip it apart and start over. Start putting it back together, you know, changing things you don't like. And it's really fun. It's really fun. Do that a couple times. Put it together, take it apart, put it together.
And at some point it gets solidified and then the dancers all have to do it often enough to remember it.
Right. About a month ago, no. Maybe 2 weeks before the concert, they knew exactly what they were going to do. And each rehearsal, which we did twice a week at the end, we would just go through it and go through it until they, you know, because once you know what you're doing, that doesn't mean you can perform it, you know. You have to keep doing it and doing it. And I would stand out and watch and give them pointers and where I didn't like it or what they were doing funny, you know, because they just copy what you're doing. If you happen to do it with your hand up instead of down or, you know, then they'll do that, you know, and you have to tell them each little thing. You just do it and do it and do it.
You had done this before, presumably, choreographed dances that you'd in train people, or no, was this the first one?
This is my first one for a group. It was really fun. I'd never seen anybody else do my movement, you know. I'd only done it myself. And so I told them to do it, and each one does it a little different, you know. It was neat.
But you were dancing in it.
Well,
how
that
could you
happened
see
at
it
the
then?
End.
Oh.
I had asked somebody, well, no. I originally knew I would be in the part with the man doing the partnering stuff. Because that's part of the reason why I made the dance, the type of dance that I made. It's because I had ballroom dance with John, the big guy, and I wanted to do a dance with him. But I wasn't in it that much. I could easily stand out and watch the rest. But then the last week or so, somebody decided they couldn't do it. And so I had to take her part.
Why did she decide she couldn't do it?
It was just too much for her. she had been put in just a week before. I decided I needed more people at certain areas, certain parts of the dance, because I wanted to feel like a group, you know, crowd scene. And she did it for 1 week and then decided it was too much for her schedule and couldn't do it. So I did it. Because I knew the dance already, you know.
You had two male dancers. There must be, that must be practically the whole, are there many other male dancers in the department? Or?
No, and neither of them are dance majors.
Oh.
Let me think, if anybody's a dance major who's in my piece, me. I don't think anybody else is.
Oh, really? So they're just, they're...
a lot of people take the classes.
History or journalism or...
Mm-hmm. One guy is a master's student in Asian studies. John, the big guy, is an English major teaching. Marcy is in theater. Maura is education. Who else? Anne is graduated. She graduated in dance ed. Mm. About last semester. And that's how most of the pieces are. Yeah, that's how you get enough dancers and good dancers. No, I mean people that you want to show your stuff.
So most of the people dancing in the concert that night were just incidental dancers.
I wouldn't say most. My dancers, none of them were. Most of Cindy's dancers were dance majors. No, I would say in most of the rest of the pieces were dance majors.
Then how come you didn't dance in any of those pieces?
Because I was too busy this
semester.
You're
too busy. Oh, I see.
Yeah. I couldn't do it. And I didn't really want to. I don't know. I don't have much in common with the other people in the dance department.
The other students?
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like my style is different than theirs or something.
Do you feel that you're better than they are?
I like my style better. There's no depth to what they do. And I just didn't feel like dancing in something I didn't like this semester. I've done that, you know. I was doing it already. I had to take a rep class and I didn't like that piece either. I come off sounding like I don't like anything, but I really am not that way. I just don't belong here or something.
Well, you'd been trained by your mother and it had more prior training than most of them, didn't it?
I think partially it is that I know something about art. I was in art for 2 years. My dad's an artist, my mom's an artist. It's not things I learned here, I mean in the dance department. But I mean, I'm not into shiny leotards, I'm not into fancy hair, I'm not into eye makeup and lipstick. You know, I feel that dance is an art form. And I don't see that in what they make.
Was there much social life, or any, between students and faculty?
Oh, students and faculty? No, no. Claudia has a few favorites. And they babysit for her, and they go out once in a while, but...
No debt, no parties at which you all go.
No, never.
Hmm. And I meant to ask you, you say nobody came to the recital and said anything to you about how your dance was. Except Lonnie was there on Saturday.
They came to the show. I guess I wasn't clear. They didn't see the whole week before the show.
It was before.
We have to be there every night, and we do the lighting, and we, you know, you work out the whole concert.
Didn't come to that.
And nobody came to help.
Yeah.
I felt like we were a bunch of lunatics running an asylum. Somebody else said that. And it fit. I was like, we're all running around. We don't know. Nobody knows what we're doing. And there's nobody to ask except Margot. She's always there. I don't know how she does everything she does. She's out of a job, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, because there aren't any more, won't be any majors. So
right, because she doesn't have tenure.
Yeah. So they did come to the performance.
Yeah.
And did they say anything to you?
Yep.
What did they say?
Lonnie said to me, that piece has come together well, or something. One sentence quickly as he was walking out the door. Claudia talked to my mom at length, I guess, but said something about the same as what Lonnie said. Well, that's really come together. You should be proud of yourself. Something like that.
And Anna?
Oh, I didn't see Anna. I don't know if she came or not. She must have been there because she accompanied her composition piece. Banging on a drum and screaming. You were there.
Yes, I was. I'm trying to remember. Which one was that?
The first piece.
I remember the dancing, but I don't remember it.
I'm surprised you wouldn't remember it. She like would plink on the strings of the piano and bang on a drum.
Huh.
Howl.
Is it demoralizing to have that the kind of theater that you have? I mean, I couldn't help contrasting it to the graduate recital of, in the music department.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have asked it that way. I should say, how does the theater affect you?
Well, I walked into one of the graduate show, the MFA, Lisa Thorell's MFA concert with a friend of mine who'd never been in the gym, and she thought we were going to a theater. And we walked in and she said, this is a gym. I said, yeah. And I didn't realize that she was shocked that it was a gym. I'm so used to it, you know? But I don't understand why we can't use one of the theaters. You know, there are so many theaters on this campus. Why can't we use one of them? They remodeled the whole music hall. Why couldn't they have made it so we could use it too? The dance department used to use that space. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever ask anybody?
No. Nope.
Did you know A.C. Scott?
Mm-mm.
When he was here, taught Asian dancing? Oh, that's too bad. I guess it would be well before your time. I thought maybe as a child you might have seen it.
I might have, but I don't remember.
He wasn't in the dance department. He was in the theater department, but he taught dancing. Dance.
There's not much crossover.
No.
At all. I don't think the theater department is very interested in the dance department. We don't have anything to offer back. You know, it would all be us taking from them. Or something like that.
And what's going to happen to you now?
I don't know. What's going to happen to me now? I'm going to move to Seattle. I'm going to try and find a teacher that I admire so that I can learn something.
You don't know that there's one there now before you go?
No. I'm going there because I want to be near the mountains and the ocean. And there's good community there.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be far away from here. I've lived here my whole life.
But you're going to stay and dance for
there?
A while anyway, yes.
Yeah, well, that's my plan. I mean, if there's no dance, I'll leave. I mean, there's nothing that says I have to settle down there. I'd like to see some different places, you know. I don't have to stay there.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to teach or perform? Or?
I don't want to teach. I was talking to my dad about this last night, or on Sunday night. And I think if maybe I run into a teacher that I admire, you know, then maybe I'll change my mind about teaching. But right now I feel like I don't want to teach it. What I'd really like to do is just get involved with theater and get involved with the company, really see what it's like, and then if I like it, I'd like to get an MFA eventually. If I don't like it, I'll do something else. Because right now I feel like a professional dancer's life is not very nice. And I'm not sure that's what I want to do. It's a pretty hard life. They don't get paid much, and they have to watch their weight all the time and hurt their body.
Have you gone to New York? And I mean, you've gone to a lot of dance recitals.
Yeah, I've gone to a lot of concerts, and I went to New York twice to take workshops. And I know people who've gone to New York and try to make it. And one of them is still there, and she's living the hard life, and most of the rest have come back. Said, it's too hard. It's not worth it. It's more fun here, they say, you know, because you can dance and do what you want and work another job and survive. Yeah.
Do you have anything to say about the UW otherwise? That your years here?
My years here? I think tenure should be outlawed. I don't think it's right. You know, it makes people too complacent with their jobs. I think there's a lot of things here. I think it's a good place overall. I mean, I've been exposed to a lot of things. There's a lot of resources here. Not necessarily in the dance department, but other places. I know there's good things. You know, if you want a video camera, you just go and get one and check it out and use it. I think that's great. And there's other things, you know. But I wouldn't be a dance major here.
You regret that?
Yeah. I guess I do, yeah. I mean, I wasn't strong enough to go, so I'm glad that I did it, because I want to be a dancer. I want to dance. But, you know, like I told two other people who were coming in last semester, I said to them, honestly, I wouldn't come here if I were you. I don't think it's a good place to be a dance major.
Do you have anything to say that you haven't said? That you about?
I just hope I don't come off sounding bitter or something. Too unhappy.
Well, if you do, it seems to me that you do with good reason. I'm not saying that you do, but I mean, one does know what's happened in the department, and obviously there have to be reasons for it. I mean, a lot of what you said has helped to explain it, I think.
That's good. I always wonder if, you know, just because I was in it, it seemed worse than it was, or if I was being too reactionary and thinking, I guess I should have talked to people more, but it's not my way, I guess. Should have. What do I say?
How did you find out about the ending of the program?
I found out from other students. I feel like they should have sent us each a letter in the mail or had a meeting and told us officially. But everybody found out from somebody else, and somebody else found out. Finally, Claudia said in technique class, I'm just going to say this because you've all heard it anyway. Yes, it's true. The department is folding. And then after the fact, like a week later, Jane Eyre had a meeting with us and talked to the people who were really scared, like the freshmen who thought, what am I going to do now? I told them that they would get to finish. But it was just handled pretty poorly.
Mm. So the freshmen are going to be able to go through the 4 years.
Yeah, they're going to finish.
Mm-hmm.
It went off and on. You know, I heard that they weren't, and I heard they were, and they were all real worried. And then in the meeting, Jane Eyre said, yeah, they would be allowed to finish. Which seems like they would have to do it that way, and that seems like their obligation. Although I don't know why anybody would stay. And a lot of people are leaving.
Uh-huh.
Just because, you know, I mean, the faculty are going to start to leave and...
The faculty? Where can they go to?
Oh, I think, I mean, especially Claudia. I would think she could get another job at a different university. She's been working on tenure, and she's been in Nikolai's company. And she seems like she's marketable in other universities. And Lonnie, too, probably. Lonnie also, he seems like he could have, he could get another job. Nope. Well, he's a con artist. I think he could, probably. They wouldn't know what they were getting into, you know, but he's a businessman. I bet he could. And I doubt. She'll probably stay.
How old is she?
She's not that old. She's somewhere around 50.
Hmm. And what else did Jane Eyre say to you, students?
In the meeting?
Hmm.
I backed her up also. She insinuated that there have been problems with the faculty, and the only way to get rid of tenured faculty is to close the department.
Well, she said that.
She didn't say it. She insinuated it.
Mm.
And the students were great, really. They just pounded her with questions. They said, we've heard that it's because the faculty's bad. Is that true? And she would say something like, well... There have been some problems in the past between the faculty, and they would say, well, who's the problem? Tell us which one. She'd say, she'd just talk around the questions and insinuate a few things, like what I told you about the department being combined with theater and music and opening back up in a few years. She didn't say anything, you know. If I said she said this, she could say no, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
What?
So the students were quite militant about it.
Well, the ones who were freshmen who just entered the program were really angry and wanted to know right now if they were going to be able to finish or not, or what they're supposed to do, or why weren't they told before they entered the program? Why were they allowed to do this much, you know? And she just said, well, you know, somebody gets hurt always when something like this happens, and we didn't know before, so we couldn't tell you before. You know, you're out of luck. So.
You saw the article in Isthmus,
mm-hmm.
with Paul Girard. Did that seem to you a fair presentation of the situation?
No, are you talking about the article that came out like last summer?
Yes, I think so.
I hadn't read it for a while, but I remember thinking at the time that it seemed accurate.
Mm.
And some people were pretty angry about it, but I thought it was true. You know, a lot of people don't want to believe that it's as bad as it is. Or they don't want to say, you know, yeah. It is wrong.
He had talked to some graduate students, I guess. There were two particularly that he had talked to.
And didn't they say that it was pretty awful?
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember thinking that it was pretty accurate. I'd have to read it again to say more than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it pretty much bears out what you've been saying. Well, is there anything else you think of? You can always come back some other time if you think about things you ought to add.
What did I want to say? No.
All right.
As Lydia was leaving, I realized I hadn't said anything about her dance in the concert. There's a program in the file. I went to see the concert, and I was particularly impressed with her dance, and especially one little nugget at the end, which I thought was beautiful. Otherwise, I hadn't been terribly impressed at any of the performances, but the program will be found in the file.